This is State House Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Lawmakers at the State House are focused on making schools safer. House members this week heard from an array of witnesses and experts on a number of proposals. Emerging as the number one action item seems to be having more armed officers in schools. SLED Chief Mark Keel told the House Education Committee an armed school resource officer is the first line of defense for keeping students safe.
We have no way of knowing how many incidents have already been prevented because schools have SROs, because people ride by and they see that marked patrol car sitting in front of the school parked in the parking lot. And we have no idea how many acts have already been prevented because of that, and we'll never know that.
Keel and others said funding for RSOs is critical. Governor McMaster has called for $5 million to pay for beginning a statewide program for the officers. His budget request, however, was denied in the House version of the state budget. The state Senate this week passed one of the most heavily lobbied bills of the past couple of legislative sessions, the so-called liquor bill. The bill's approval came at the end of a 12-hour session on Wednesday. It would increase the number of retail liquor licenses that can be issued in the state. For years, state law has allowed families or companies to have no more than 3 licenses to sell liquor. Last year, however, the state Supreme Court ruled that the limit is unconstitutional. Orangeburg Senator Brad Hutto.
And what the Supreme Court properly recognized is all that is a restraint on commerce, a restraint on the marketplace. And if one thing that this Senate has been pretty consistent on over the years is talking about the free market and how the wonders of the free market will cure many things.
Following a 6-hour filibuster by Hutto, senators voted to allow a phase-in of up to 6 licenses, but also to restrict the number of big-box liquor stores that can be located in the state's largest counties. If the bill doesn't pass the General Assembly by its May 11th adjournment date, there will be no limits on the issuance of liquor licenses. Governor McMaster is pushing the legislature to approve a bill to require cities and towns to certify that they are enforcing immigration laws and are not sanctuary cities. This week, a House committee approved a bill which will require SLED to certify that the local governments are complying. Backers admit there are currently no sanctuary cities in the state. Some of McMaster's fellow Republican members on the committee were critical of the bill, labeling it as election year politics. Governor McMaster formally filed for governor this week in the June Republican primary. For the past several years, Beaufort Senator Tom Davis has relentlessly worked to see the state legalize the use of marijuana for medical purposes. This week, after hours of public hearings and debate, Davis's bill finally passed out of a Senate subcommittee. The bill, strongly opposed by law enforcement, would allow doctors to prescribe the use of cannabis oil as a treatment for debilitating illnesses such as epilepsy.
And I'm willing to make this law as strict and as tight and as regulatory as is necessary, but it's just inhumane and immoral to not let families get something for their kids or for themselves that will provide relief.
Davis acknowledges the medical marijuana bill faces an uphill fight for passage. 30 states already allow the practice. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.